Grace and peace in the name of our triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. The quote for our meditation this afternoon is taken from one of the most tragic stories in all of Holy Week. It's the story of Judas Iscariot, the one who betrayed Jesus, and what happened to him in the hours after Jesus had been arrested. Why Jesus ever chose Judas to be one of his 12 disciples is a mystery. Because other statements in the Gospels make it clear that Judas was a troubled individual long before he ever betrayed Jesus during Holy Week. John chapter 6, Jesus said these words to his disciples. He said, "Have I not chosen you, the 12? Yet one of you is a devil." And John then goes on to tell us that by those words, Jesus was referencing Judas, who would later betray him. John, the writer of the gospel, also tells us in chapter 12 of his gospel that when a woman came to Jesus and anointed him with this very expensive perfume, that it was Judas who objected to this waste of perfume, noting that it could have been sold and the money given to the poor, since it was worth an entire year's salary or year's wages. And then John wrote again about this event. He said, "He did not say this because he cared about the poor, but because he was a thief. As keeper of the money bag, he used to help himself to what was put into it." And so it really should come as no surprise to any of us that Judas should be the one of the 12 that would betray Jesus. What may come as a surprise to us is how Judas reacted after the betrayal. I'm not sure what Judas thought was going to happen to Jesus after he was arrested by the Jewish council and the Jewish guard. But it appears from his reaction when Jesus was turned over to Pilate and then he was sentenced to death, that Judas in no way thought that Jesus was going to be condemned to death in this whole process. But he was. And suddenly, Judas realized the gravity of his mistake. And he regretted what he had done. And so he returned the betrayal money back to the chief priests and the elders, presumably hoping to undo what he had already done. He said to them, "I've sinned. I've betrayed innocent blood." But it was too late. The wheels were already in motion. And nothing that Judas could say or do was going to change the fact that Jesus was going to be killed. And so in his shame and his remorse, realizing what he had done and realizing that nothing could be done to change the fact that Jesus was going to die because of his actions, he went out and he hanged himself. The tragedy of Judas is not that he betrayed Jesus or that he was a thief all along or even that he was playing so often for the devil's team. The tragedy of Judas is that once he realized his sin and he then confessed his sin, that he would not and did not allow God to forgive his sin. And thus the scriptures in no place give us any indication that Judas was saved. But rather the scriptures state that he went, and I quote, to his own place, unquote. And therein lay the tragedy of Judas. Because you see, it didn't have to be that way at all. In the Old Testament, King David did a number of sinful and selfish things. Most notably was his adultery with Bathsheba and then his subsequent arranging the murder of her husband Uriah. But when David realized what he had done, when David realized the gravity of his mistakes, he said to Nathan the prophet, "I have sinned against the Lord." But rather than go out and kill himself, David received God's absolution through the prophet Nathan. Remember God's words in 1 John, words that we use quite often in our confessions. John wrote, "If we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, God is faithful and just and will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness." That's the difference between Judas and David, between Judas and Peter, between Judas and us. The difference is not that Judas' sin of betrayal was any worse than David's sin of adultery and murder, or worse than Peter's sin of triple denial of Jesus, or worse than any of our many and varied sins from day to day. The difference is that Judas didn't believe in and would not receive God's gift of forgiveness. He didn't accept that his sin could be forgiven. Judas didn't know the size and the strength of God's love and God's mercy. And so he went out and he killed himself. But we do know. We know the size and the strength and the length and the breadth and the width and the depth of God's mercy and love, because we have seen it demonstrated in the death and the resurrection of his Son, Jesus Christ. God so loved the world that he sent us his Son, Jesus, who laid down his life on the cross to forgive us of all of our sins. That whoever confesses their sin to him and who believes in him to forgive them will be saved. The road to our resurrection, to be with Jesus in eternity, begins with the same three little words that Judas did say. "I have sinned." Because it's only after we have made that confession that we are then ready, that we're prepared to receive God's life-giving gift of forgiveness. And so may we thus, like David, eagerly embrace the forgiveness that God longs to give. And may we never, like Judas, somehow think that our sins are beyond the reach and the power of God's forgiveness. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be, not might be, not maybe, not can be, but will be saved. To God be the glory for the gift of His Son, Jesus. Amen.